We're very blessed tonight to have Father Tim Grassi here. He's the pastor of St. Thomas Aquinas Parish in Thomas, West Virginia. And if you haven't been there, that's okay. You have to intend to go to Thomas, right, to get to Thomas, West Virginia. But if you've been to Canaan Valley, you've been to Holy Ground, because that's where his parish is, as well as he's Our Lady of Mercy in Parsons, West Virginia. I've known Father Grassi since at least my first year of seminary. We started a seminarian cabin trip in Canaan Valley. Every summer, the seminarians would get together and have a cabin during the summer and spend a week together. And Father Grassi, of course, is the Pope of Tucker County there. And so we would go to daily mass with Father Grassi. And Father Grassi tends to attract all the seminarians, right? We love being around him. He was very kind. He'd take us out to eat and just be very kind. But all that stuff was not why we loved him. We loved him because we could see a priest who loved the priesthood and who loved our Lord dearly. So Father Grassi is actually a later vocation. He was not. So I was ordained a priest right after college. I went to seminary. I was ordained at 26 years old. 25 is the earliest you can be ordained without getting a special dispensation. And so Father Grassi worked 12 years at IBM. So he's very smart. But from IBM, he felt the calling to the sacred priesthood. Through a different roundabout ways, he came to the Diocese of Wheeling Charleston and was ordained in 2000 to the priesthood. He spent 3 years at Immaculate Conception in Clarksburg and then 1 year at Sacred Heart in Charleston, the co-cathedral where I spent some time at as well. And then since then, he's been, 16? Yes, going on 16 years at St. Thomas Aquinas and Our Lady of Mercy. Now, you notice, so Father Grassi and we're both wearing cassocks, but I have to say this. Father Grassi is a little bit more distinguished than I am because he's wearing what's called the fascia. Now, if you come to Mass with me on Sundays, I wear the fascia. There you go. I wear the fascia. What does the fascia symbolize? Does anyone know? It symbolizes the authority. Oh, what? Authority. It symbolizes the authority right of Christ. So it's showing that he's exercising his pastoral authority. So I don't dare wear a fascia when I'm around the great Father Grassi. So again, we're very humbled to have him here with us, and I know he can teach us a lot about closeness with our Lord. So let's give a hand to Father Grassi.